Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are joined live on the line by Art Wheaton, labor relations specialist over at Cornell University. He joins us plenty of times to talk about the Mercy Strike, and Art, we'll get to that in a moment. But first, these vaccination mandates. It's not just Moog here, who is a humongous employer in Western New York and across the country, but a lot of other agencies, the TSA we've talked a lot about in the past couple of weeks, are going to be faced with these vaccination mandates, and it leaves a lot of employees wondering what exactly they can do to keep their job without being forced into something they don't want to do and getting the shot. A lot of attorneys saying, well, hey, if it's an employer who's implementing a mandate, there's really not much you can do. In Moog's case, it's a little bit interesting because it's kind of a federal government mandate more so than it is the employer themselves putting this on. How are you reading these situations?
I'm reading it exactly the way you described it, that this is a federal government mandate for all of the federal employees and contractors. And it's a term and condition of employment. And the way labor law works is the law overrules the collective bargaining agreement and it overrules employment policy. So unfortunately, I don't know how well they will do in court trying to fight it.
Yeah, it's actually putting a lot of private companies in a difficult position, isn't it? Especially when it comes to labor relations.
Unionized and non-unionized, it's impacting a lot of different companies. That's just the way our labor law was set up, that laws overrule company policy. So Moog really doesn't have a lot of choice but to implement what the rules and restrictions are by the federal government.
You know, in hearing some of these Moog employees, their concerns and their kind of hope is that the walkout that was staged yesterday, you know, a show of support will help to maybe turn the tide a little bit. But, you know, Art, in, you know, contrast to a strike of an entire union force of workers, something like what we see at Mercy or you see at auto plants in the past here in Western New York, we're talking about a minority of workers here because it will be, you know, most of the workers in a given space already have been vaccinated, and you know, when push comes to shove, more will decide to get vaccinated when faced with this mandate. So does that minority of workers have power to change any of these policies or something to that effect?
They have the power to raise their voice and raise the issue and ask the question, but they really don't have the power to change it. So they're trying to make what is a health and safety related issue and turn it into a political thing to stand on. And I don't think it's the coincidence that this is happening really close to election time for some of the protests.
All right, let's talk about the Mercy strike. We've been reaching out to you a few times now, the strike entering its fourth week. And, you know, things grew quiet last week, it seemed, but then it changed over the weekend when Catholic Health told the media that the CWA is dragging its feet here. What do you think is going on right now with the bargaining?
I just think it's a tough issue for both sides. I think the union has a legitimate reason to try to negotiate health and safety provisions. Not unlike some of the issues going on at Moog, they The union believes they have the right for a safe workplace and safe staffing levels for their workers and for the patients that are there. And the company says, we have a right to try to be a business and not have all these added costs. But both sides are right, and it's hard to get an agreement if you can't print more money.
The Mercy strike is now into its fourth week. I don't think anyone really anticipated it lasting this long, but you hear from the two sides, and anytime you hear a little bit of back and forth or a continued, you know, taking swipes, it makes it seem like they're no closer. Is it a general rule that if the two sides are close, things get quiet? Is hearing that noise not a good sign?
I would agree with that completely, that you do not want to bargain in the press. You want to have them bargain at the table. So if they're going to the media to try to change public perception, it means they've been unable to change the perception of the other side of the table. So whether that's the union going to the press or the company going to the press, you really want to have both sides at the table talking to each other, not at each other through a microphone.
Art, thanks for the time this morning. Art Wheaton is a labor relations specialist with Cornell University.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.